bread crumbs, we said you make hamotzi on bread crumbs. If you cook them and the pieces are less than a kedayis, then you make a mezainis. That's a matzah bor. Matzah bor, you can eat as much as you want, and you don't have to wash. So it's not considered a type of fast. It's considered a tash. Just like you eat as much as farina or oatmeal porridge or whatever you're eating, and it will not be moist. It's not a type of bread. Another situation is you soak bread crumbs, pieces of bread and water, fill the water, gets white from the fact that it was soaked for such a long time. That's considered also that it lost its tzuras lefes, transformed from bread into a type of tavshin. And the neila, from then on, you also make only a volume without meaning with that. Okay. We say burakum. One of the things that in burakum, aside from the fact that we're ma'oyer rachamim, I give you a challenge to tell me how many times it says the word rachamim, rachmonis, in burakum. Whoever gets the right number, we'll give him maybe a bamboo or something. It also says approximately 13 times also, leman shenetha. Leman shenetha means that when we're in a state of tzar, sometimes a person focuses on himself, and his whole thing is, I have to get myself past the situation. And we finally have to feel for others, and we also have to feel at least as much for Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu is in a state of tzar, when we're in a state of tzar, not for Shemayim, and therefore, when we're misfiled for Yeshua, the man shenetha, for the Kodesh Baruch Hu.